I think when I first joined the club and signed for him in January, chatting to the manager, Rory, obviously that was the club's aspirations, and that's part of the, a major part of why I joined. And to get that done then, and to help the team get there, we've been on a serious run of form since I joined, really. I've been lucky to join a good team and a good setup. So to get the cherry on top, you could say, with the Irish Cup on Saturday past there, no, look, it's been great.
Yeah, now, of course, you were captain with Shells. They won their first league title in 18 years. So it was a big decision for you to move to Coleraine.
Yeah, look, it was a big decision. There's no denying that. Shells was a huge part of my life. I owe them a lot as well, and for what they've done for my career. So yeah, it was a huge decision, but I felt the timing was right, and especially just with chatting to the Rory, that was a huge part of it. I wanted to play for a manager that believed in me again, and you know, where you felt valued, and that was a massive part in it for me, and moving back home, you know, with family here and obviously a girlfriend and all that. So all that played a huge part in my decision, and look, I am grateful now and thankful. Obviously at the minute it's looking good, but I'm still excited now for what next year holds as well, because we have another huge year, and as you said there, we have Europe now in July, and that's another huge step for us as a club, and hopefully that we can do something good there as well.
Now, you joined Coleraine in January, so it was really mid-season. Did you have any sort of concerns about how quickly you'd get established in the team, or was there much of an adjustment period?
Yeah, there was actually. It was probably a bit surprising. I do feel it was tough at the start, I would say. But I think how the coaching staff dealt with me there, and the players as well, how they all welcomed me in straight away, I felt at home, and it took me, I'd say, a couple of weeks to get up to speed of things again. But for me, once I got in then and playing now, I felt great. There's definitely a difference, but it was great.
And you know, people look at the League of Ireland and the Irish League as a player. What are the main differences that you have found?
I would say that the Northern Ireland League, it can be a bit more physical, and I think that comes down to maybe teams being part time. There's only four teams in the north, obviously, that are full time, whereas in the Irish League in the south, it's all 10 teams are full time and professional, so they've obviously got a lot more time on the training ground, where, you know, there are different setups and teams are a bit more set up, I would say. The game can be a bit more out of control at times in the north, but it's in a good way. You know, it brings its own challenges, and it definitely took me a while to bed in and adjust to it. But when you get that swing into the swing of it, and look, we've got a great team, which I'm lucky, and that's played a massive part in me bedding in so quick. I'm lucky they've joined great players and a great staff that made it a lot easier.
And you've joined a Coleraine side that there's investment there, that there's a feeling that the club is really going places. And with Shells, you played in the Conference League, and now you've got European football to look forward to again. So that whole experience of European football, you know, it's something that a lot of Irish players, a lot of League of Ireland players or Irish League players may never have sampled. So it's an important part of your career.
Yeah, it's massive. For us, yeah, you said it, like as a club, it was obviously spoke about when I was joining that was the aspirations for the club, the owner and the staff as a whole. They want to be at the top of Irish football in the north, and they're not shy in saying that. So for us, you know, it was a huge part of getting there, and we're delighted we got there. And now it's about embracing that challenge. And yeah, there's going to be players that haven't experienced it, but that's where the lads that the likes of myself that have experienced it before, you know, have to step up and help out. Look, obviously the management that are there have tasted it before with Derry, so there's a lot of experience there. But yeah, look, it's going to bring its own challenges, but it's an exciting place to be in. And as I said, as a club and as a player, that's, it's them stages that you want to be playing at.
Now, for Rory Higgins, he's only the second manager to lead a side on either side of the border to a cup win like the FAI Cup or the IFA Cup. So for him, you know, having left Derry, it was a new challenge and it's all worked out really well. Would you have known him much before from your Finn Harps days?
Yeah, I would have known of him. More so probably from when I was at Shelburne, obviously playing against him. And he was the manager at the time at Derry when we were both sort of going for the league that year. So we would have had a couple of run-ins, and I obviously know from playing against his teams the way he liked to play. But in terms of actually knowing him, no, I wouldn't have known him too well. But I always heard good things of anybody that's played with him. And for me, that was, again, another huge part of joining. So now, look, for me, he's been top class, and I can see why he's brought success where he's went, because he also had good times when he was at Dundalk as a coach. Obviously, as a player, we all know he was decorated then too. So, look, he's a winner by all accounts. So, for me, it's been great since I've joined.
And turning to the league itself, Larne champions, third time in four seasons. The hope, no doubt, for you will be next season that it can be perhaps Kilrain's time to win that title.
Yeah, look, it's as I said, it's a huge ambition for us as a group of players and as a club. I think next year's the centenarian year of Kilrain, so look, there'll be no better year for us to go and do it. I can't remember exactly how many years it's been since they've won it, and they've only won it once. So for us as a group of players, it brings pressure, but it's where you want to be. And I think by all accounts, how we finished this year, and you know, we ran Larne close, very close, considering the gap that was there mid-season, you'd say. So for us, we know we've got the quality and the know-how to do it, but it's another thing going out and doing there, going out and actually doing it. So for us now, it's just about focusing firstly on Europe, as I said, and then next year, yes, our aspirations are to go and win the league. We know it's not going to be easy. There's a number of top teams there. You look at Glentoran as well. They've invested heavily. Linfield are notorious for winning leagues there. And obviously Larne again. They've been the people leading the way the last couple of years. As you said, they're 3-4. So it, by no means it will be easy, but it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
Now, you had two spells at Harps, also briefly with Cockhill. You played with Shelburne. So at the weekend, after Kilrain have played their games, no doubt you're always glancing at the scorelines to see how Shells and Harps and Cockhill get on.
Yeah, of course. Look, my younger brother's part of the Finn Harps first team as well. He was injured there for a long time now, but hopefully he's on his way back. And now, by all accounts, I keep an eye out 100%. I have a number of friends that play for all them teams, so I'd always keep an eye out, but especially probably on the Finn Harps results, because as I said, my younger brother's a part of the team, and I suppose growing up, and they gave me the platform for the career I've went on to have so far. So it's always a special place, and as a Donegal lad, you're always going to support or follow your local team.
And looking at the Premier Division, Derry have been a little bit inconsistent, to say the least, so far, but it's been a strange league. I think Bohemians have gone 7 or 8 games without a win, and they're still right up near the top. So, as things stand, who would you fancy in the Premier Division?
Yeah, for me, it would have to be probably Shamrock Rovers. Look, I think, as you said, there's been a strange enough season so far, but that's because of the quality that throughout the league now, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So you have to be at it week in, week out. And I just think with the know-how and the quality of players going forward that Shamrock Rovers have, I feel that they'll have enough to do it. And if anybody does get above them, then they're deserved winners. Look, there's a number of teams that probably at the start of the year you would have tipped. Look, St. Pat's and Bowes still have a right chance. And I think I would have thought at the start of the year, Shelburne and Derry had the quality within the group to go and do that. It might be a stretch too far now to go and win the league, but I have no doubt now that you can see that both of them are starting to turn their form a wee bit, and I feel that they'll be right back in there anyway for European. If not, if they could go and win it, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Indeed. And finally, Mark, what's the time frame now? Are you going to get much time off? When does the whole pre-season training start? And do you have a European fixture fairly on early on in the summer, or has that been established yet?
Yeah, because we won the Cup, I think we go straight into the second round of the Conference League. So in that sense, you get maybe 2 weeks extra. But before our first game, but no way. I'd say I think we have five to six, just under 6 weeks off, and we'll be back in then. But you know how it is now with the way things are set up. You know, you have to be doing your own bits, probably in a couple of weeks' time, to make sure that you're even fit for pre-season. Now that's the way it is. There's no real time off, but I'm definitely enjoying this week and next week, and hopefully get a few rounds of golf in or whatever it may be. And make sure that I get some downtime.
Well, thanks for joining us on the programme. Congratulations once again, Mark. And we look forward to seeing how you progress and how Coleraine get on in the season ahead. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Cheers.